And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hope everybody had a phenomenal weekend. I stayed up into the wee hours of the morning last night to watch a tie in the National Football League. So happy birthday to me. Good tie last night between the Packers and the Cowboys, where the best defense in the NFL gave up 40 points. Looked like a high school team out there. Good stuff from the floor. Joe Rexroad, how we doing? Good morning.
My goodness. Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that because I didn't see most of it. But first of all, wait, is today your birthday?
Yesterday. So I got tie on my birthday, which is about as un-American as it gets. Lost the Ryder Cup and tied on my birthday.
Yeah, man, that's tough. Well, happy birthday all the same. I have questions about the Ryder Cup, too, because obviously, as you know, I didn't watch one-tenth of a second of it.
No, disappointing. Like, tally-ho!
The American fans, what were they doing? Was this like a Happy Gilmore scene? I mean, what was going on here?
Apparently got pretty nasty with Rory McIlroy over the weekend.
Throwing a beer at his wife?
Yeah, apparently it did not go well for all the residents of New York up there. Don't like to see that stuff. Do not like to see that stuff. Ian Safar, how we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Yeah, how about last night? A tie-agami. Score-agami. 40-40. Tie. How about that?
Told me before the game, Jordan Love's going to play like an MVP, score 40 points.
Happy birthday, Robbie.
Packers will win by 35 if that was the case. Just ridiculous in that game. We'll get into that later in the week. Joe?
Crazy.
Somehow the Titans, I think, have surpassed even my expectations of ineptitude, and they did it again this Sunday in Houston. In an NFL game, which is hard to do at this point, given the rules and how long an NFL game is and all these different things, they somehow failed to not score any points. It's just unbelievable. Shut out in Houston. They lose 26-0. They fall to 0-4, and now we're all on Brian Callahan watch. Today, tomorrow, this week, we'll see how everything goes. But it was ugly. Cam Ward's numbers yesterday, Joe, were awful. 10 of 26, 108 yards passing, which is 4.2 yards per pass. An interception in the game, a quarterback rating of 35.4. The defense held in there for a while. I mean, I guess that's the one positive you can take away. I mean, it was 6-0 Texans after three quarters of play. And then that all fell apart in the fourth quarter where they gave up 20 points in the fourth. And they drop to 0-4 after being shut out 26-0 by a Houston Texans team that I'm still not convinced is all that good, Joe. So, where you want to start on today's edition of the Tennessee Titans and a Monday loss that we discuss?
Oh, my God. This is as bad as it's ever been. I mean, like, even... You know, they can't even, they everything they touch turns to poop. I mean, you had like some good things, very few good things. Like you had a good kicker. Remember that?
Yeah.
But hey, Joey Sly can kick it a million. He is Uncle Rico, except with his foot, and he can't hit a freaking 33-yard field goal.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's like everything is just completely just trash. I mean, I don't know. I'm struggling. I don't know what to say anymore. Like you said, Callahan, and certainly I think at this point I would ask media. There's no more defense, you know. It's a matter of time. So it's like I think it's possible this week. I think it's getting more and more likely that he's not making it to the end of the season. It's impossible now for me to conceive of a situation where he's the coach next year. And, you know, then you get to like, okay, we've been focusing on Callahan, but like, he's not the only problem.
No, no.
How deep do the problems go? Cause it's just like, it's just rotten. Right. And the thing is, you're right. They did hang in, and Jeff Simmons right now is playing like a monster, like a guy who liked to get out of town.
Yeah.
And maybe he will for a nice price back. But I mean, but even then, I mean, I think that fourth quarter defensively was as close to quitting as you get. They lost all of their energy. And now you got Callahan on the verge of, you know, I don't know, putting Karski in a headlock. I mean, like, it's all just gone to crap.
Well, to be honest with you, I think the quarterback summed it up about as well as I've heard anyone in the history of the franchise sum it up yesterday. So let's hear from Cam Ward and his thoughts on the state of the Titans after the game.
What's not going right for this offense where you guys just can't get on track?
Everything from interception to a penalty to an incompletion by me, a bad ball, and then once we pass the 50, we're just not continuing the drive. So, I mean, if we're keeping the buck right now, so we 0-4. We have, at this point, we got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games, and we've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in, especially myself, on the offensive line, from the defensive line, from the special teams, to all three faces. We have to play together. We have not played together this year yet, and that's just something that, you know, we want to preach about it every day. Every day we got to do better, and we're doing that, but it has to show up on Sundays. It hasn't showed up yet, but it got to show up next week.
If we keeping it buck, we ass. That's what the quarterback said. I think that about sums things up, Joe.
Was that bleeped? Ian, did you bleep that?
The it was like cut out, kind of. Yeah, the team put out a edited version.
Yeah.
We need to get the real version, because ass is absolutely, it is all out ass today.
Yeah, it was just on the YouTube channel like that, so I just went with it.
We ass is absolutely the slogan of the Tennessee Titans. You know, Kaharski, remember when he used to mess with Vrabel?
Oh, yeah.
Good to great.
And it's, now would you say that's good to great, Mike?
We ass.
That is the 2025 Tennessee Titans. My goodness. Hey, he was, I mean, he, again, with Cam Ward, it's like he made, you know, two or three passes. We're like, ooh, yesterday. Other than that, he was bad.
Yeah.
But my goodness, was he fantastic right there. Kudos to him.
Top five moment is the franchise, I thought. I mean, just amazing what he put on display in the post game, Joe. And you know, I didn't watch his post game press conference live, because frankly, watching the 3-hour performance live was bad enough. So I was like, I don't know how much energy I'm spending after the game watching it live. But then I saw the quote, I think Bleacher Report put out, was the first place I saw it. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to go make sure he actually said that, because that's the most amazing thing I think I've ever heard. And that's what he said. So that's what this quarterback about sums it up yesterday with the Tennessee Titans there. Just absolutely brutal. And Joe, you know, I said this on Twitter last night. You know, I'm as tired as anybody else is of waking up on a Monday morning and coming in and talking about a Titans loss. Like, we've been doing that routinely. Like, it's like part of our weekly schedule at this point of, all right, so we're going to talk about the Titans getting their butts kicked on Monday, because that's what they do. You know, we're going to get into the game. We're going to get into some things that went wrong in the game, of which the list is very long. But I'm really more interested today just in the big picture of the Titans, the Brian Callahan discussion. And here's kind of where I'm at with it right now. You know, I've already said last week I'd move on from the guy. Like, I think it's time to move on and fire Brian Callahan. I have been able to listen, Joe, to the point of the counterpoint, which was, well, what kind of sense does it make to do it right now, right? Like, you know, last week was week three. It's early in an NFL season. You don't typically see coaches get fired this early into an NFL season. So what benefit is there to doing it right now? Which I think has been a fair point to bring up and a fair counter argument. And I guess if you still want to bring it up, you can. I mean, it's only week four in the NFL season. I think my question today would be, what positives are there right now to keeping him around? That's kind of where I'm at with it right now. What are the positives to keeping him around at this point? Because to me, and this is just me, you can disagree with this and that's fine, they're getting worse. They're not getting better. They're getting worse on a week-to-week basis. The quarterback is not properly developing right now. This is not good for Cam Ward, what we're seeing out there on a weekly basis. I mean, the numbers yesterday were awful. You know, Ridley had three targets, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. I mean, we're talking about a response game from Calvin Ridley, and they throw the ball to him three times. Now you've changed up the play caller, and that resulted in a whopping 0 points for you yesterday. It's all bad. Like, it's all bad right now. So, like, my question has gone from, you know, obviously I want the guy fired. I think it's going to happen at some point. I don't even think, like, the if it's going to happen at some point, I think is out the window. I think we know it's going to happen at some point. I don't know what positives there are to keeping him around right now. That's where I've gotten on this.
Yeah, I think the question of like, yeah, like what's the benefit? I think now you have to just flip that around, you know. And I don't know that there'll be any benefit. I think this team is so bad. This team has a chance to be the worst Titans team of all time. This team has a chance to be, I think this team has a chance to be 0-17. I wouldn't pick that. I'm sure they'll still stumble their way into a couple wins this year, but they got a chance. They have a chance to be 0-17. So, yeah, I think at this point you flip it around and say, what's the benefit of keeping them? I mean, again, it's behind the scenes. And I'm with you, like Cam Ward, this can't be. Well, look, I'll say this. If Cam Ward ends up being really good, he might point back to this rookie season and say, all that crap I went through made me better, made me stronger. Like, again, we've talked about guys who have had terrible situations. In fact, the rookie who took over the 0-16 Detroit Lions, for example,
yes.
It was terrible. He looked awesome yesterday, by the way. Boy, tough one for the Colts. Whew, we'll get to that at some point this week. Oh my goodness. But you know, is this you know, ruining Cam Ward? I don't know about that, but like, unless Cam Ward is going to people and saying do not fire him, and even if he does, I mean, frankly, like at some point it's like there has to be accountability, and yep. You just have to have a change. But like that's the only thing I can think of, you know. And again, like, yeah, you know, you fire him, and now your O-line coach and your head coach are gone, so you got two people who do a lot of work who leave. I mean, like, just from a workload perspective, I mean, hey, that's not great. But I mean, you got some quality control people who can do more, or whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know if the team is just terrible, or if this is a commentary on how they feel about him or his inability to reach them. But I mean, I think a change at some point, probably pretty soon, is worth a shot. Again, I don't think it's going to get better, but I think you're flipping the question around now. It's like, what's the benefit of continuing on this track? It's getting to the point where, again, we're getting to the point where these pressers now,
it's toxic. Like,
believe me. Yeah, it's exactly. It's toxic. That's exactly right. So we ass, we toxic. I mean, there's a lot of shirts that can be printed out of this thing.
Let's quickly head to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Adam in Portland to the program. Adam, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, so we didn't win three in a row like I predicted.
It did not happen.
Dude,
the starts this
week.
I'm
not calling you guys. I promise you. I'm not calling you guys on the Titans again this year. Let's go Stamkos, Forsberg. I hope they're good. I'll talk to you about the Preds. I refuse to talk about this team anymore, man. And I love them. I hope Amy Adams drunk. I hope she's got somebody in her ear going, hey, there's people out there who really love this team who are not interested in them anymore. Because, like, it's top to bottom. It's just disgusting, man. Like, what's happened to our football team is awful. It was unwatchable yesterday for most part. Our young quarterback is not very good right now, and we knew it was going to get there before the season started, and here's where we are, man. So I can't even talk about him. We're at week four, and I can't even talk about him without feeling sick. So, yeah, this is the last I talked to you guys about the Titans for a while, man. So. Wow.
It's hard to hear that, Adam.
We get better, but it's really set in as an awful, awful thing for me.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the phone call. We're off and running today on the show. It's 26-0, the final score yesterday for the Houston Texans. Titans shut out. Brian Callahan getting a little snippy with Kuharski after the game, which was entertaining. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Titans lose 26-0. Down in Houston yesterday, they dropped to 0-4 on the season. We are taking your thoughts throughout the show at 615-737-1025, our phone number. Joe, after the game, as we knew it would be, an interesting press conference with Brian Callahan, and it got a little snippy between Kuharski and Callahan after the game. Here was the back and forth in the middle of the press conference between Kuharsky and Brian Callahan.
Do you think this is a resilient and relentless football team?
I know what you're doing there, Paul. I know what you're doing. And I'm not going to answer that here right now.
Well, I mean, those are the themes that you've tried to catch.
Yeah.
You're 20-some games in.
Yeah. I'm just compose myself here before I say something I regret. But, yes, I think this team is resilient. I think it is relentless. We haven't played good enough football, and I think those are two very distinct different things. We have to execute at a better level. We have to coach better. That's really all I can say.
So a little bit of hostility there between Callahan and PK. Brian, do you think this team is relentless? Do you think this team is relentless and resilient? Joe, your thoughts on the back and forth there between Kuharsky and Callahan?
So first of all, God, you say anything and Kuharsky will write it down in his little notebook and just wait to use it on you, right? So, I mean, is this a thing? Like, I mean, I'm trying, like, all these coaches have all these, you know, like, I'm like D-Mace, I don't know if he still does it with Middle Tennessee, but like at Vanderbilt, RTI, right? Relentless, tough, and intelligent. Like, all these coaches have, Vrabel had all this stuff. They all have these. Is this a thing Callahan said at some point? He's relentless, resilient. Is that a thing?
I'm sure it was. I'm sure there's something.
I think,
I
was hearing him, I think, on the Paul Kuharsky podcast last night, talking about those are like some of the keywords that are on the wall in the building.
Right.
Like some of those, you know, themes or whatever that they like to put up there.
Sure.
Kuharsky going around looking at the wall.
He says they should take him down and just have, when they walk in today, just have giant holes in the wall.
Kuharsky, would you say this team is an exit sign, Brian?
Should they bulldoze the facility, Brian?
Is this a restroom? Oh, my God. Amazing. Yeah.
All we can do is laugh.
I mean, I love PK, but it's just like, I mean, like, I can't, I must say, you know, Brian Callahan, it's bad. I give him credit for actually composing himself, I guess. I kind of was hoping for a nice Vrabel moment and just unload on him, you know, but, It's amazing the stuff that PK comes up with sometimes. Also, like, Callahan's like, I do think this team is resilient. Okay, I do think this team is relentless. Do you? Do you think this team's relentless?
I got news for you.
I don't think this team's relentless. If you think this team's relentless, watch the fourth quarter film, and then get back to everybody today and talk about how relentless they are. Again, I'm not saying quit. Quit's a big word, but man, they were out. They were spent. They just wanted the clock to run out in the fourth quarter yesterday. And that's a bad sign for him, for everybody.
Yeah. And look, I agree generally. And, you know, a theme that came up multiple times in the press conference was essentially there's a difference between not playing well and not giving effort. And I agree with that. And we've talked about that a lot here on the show. And I don't know that I've come away too many times thinking that the Titans aren't giving enough effort out there, but I am with you. Like, you know, in that fourth quarter yesterday, like they laid down. I don't know if quit may not be the right word, but they laid down and look, some of it's natural, Joe. Like when you're getting your head bashed in every week, at some point you look around and you're like, man, like, especially if you're that defense right now, you know, and this has been a problem for the Titans for a long time. You got an offense that can't score. Like they cannot score points. And, you know, yesterday was an extreme. You're talking about being shut out in an NFL game, which just should never happen, frankly. But, like, your offense is not good. Your offense hasn't been good for a long time. You can't score points. And, like, at some point you're just like, man, like, I've given everything I can give, and I'm just, let's get out of here. Let's get on the plane. We know we've lost. Let's get on the plane. So, I agree with him. There's a difference between quitting and not showing effort versus not playing well. But if you watch them play and you think, yeah, relentless, resilient, whatever word you want to come to mind is how to describe your football team. I got news for you, buddy. It's not.
Relentless is absolutely not the word. Yeah, and look, they're beaten. I mean, I think it more than anything, just like everybody. I mean, poor Adam's calling up and he's like, I'm done with sports. I mean, I'm like on the YouTube chat, like, Adam, You're Vols fan? Vols, they won. Come on, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, the sun's coming out today. But everybody's beaten down. This team is beating everybody down.
Oh, yeah.
Who watches, covers, works for the organization, plays, coach. I mean, it's just, it is.
It's an absolute chore to watch on Sunday. It's an absolute, like, I look yesterday, I was like, well, I guess I have to watch the Titans, huh? And I think that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah. And, you know, on the text line, which is popping, and I'm not keeping up with it well, but like there's apathy text, and I think, you know, that's where it gets. I mean, we were talking about it last year. You create apathy with this stuff. It's so bad. So, yeah, I mean, relentless is not at all what this team is. You know, I just think. Yeah, a big talking point yesterday, Robbie, was and I noticed this is another. I think Kaharsky was big on this too, right? Like, and it's funny. This is like classic Kaharsky stuff, but you know, like a lot of questions to the players of, you know, did you see it this during the week of practice?
Yeah.
Right. And this is a common thing when a team performs terribly. It's like, did you get a sense that this might be the case during the week? But usually that's like if there's a surprisingly bad performance. But, of course, Simmons, and I believe him. Simmons, like, they looked great. Everybody's talking with you. And I totally believe him. And I do, you know. I don't think he's BSing. They had a good week of practice. But guess what that tells you? See, when you're practicing against yourself and you're a total garbage team, yeah, you can feel okay about things. Right? I mean, the very simple answer is you are terrible. You cannot compete with anybody in this league. So yeah, you can have a great week all you want at this point. You don't have answers. And that's mostly a talent issue, but it's also a coaching issue. I mean, to have this few answers – in general, and to be this inept, there's still some talent on this team. We can't act like talent on this team. This team is not as bad as it's performing, and that's coaching.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, I think, you know, it gets lost in this sometime because we all realize it's not a talented football team. It's also not the worst football team that's ever been thrown out there on the field from a talent standpoint, and that's what they look like on a weekly basis. They look like a team that doesn't have a chance to win a football game. And it should not be the case in the NFL where you just feel like you have no chance to win ever. Like, it's amazing that they've been able to be as bad as they are right now. Let's head back to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Dustin in Hopkinsville to the program. Dustin, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. I have low expectations, so my morning is good. I've been where Adam's at for a couple of years now. When they answered the phone, I told them I want to talk about the Titans. They said, well, what's on your mind? I said, where do you want to start? I said, well, the beginning's the end. The end's the beginning. I mean, it's just turmoil.
That's a good point.
He said, fair enough. All right. So I have stopped watching the games till yesterday a little bit. I'll watch maybe a quarter. I just can't stomach it. Till they fire Callahan, you know, they've got to. It's not just, you know, okay, we're a mid-team, mediocre, and he's still able to lead this locker room and lead this quarterback. Guys, you know, we can get into the Levis thing all day. I think he was more hurt than help on Levis. I don't know that Levis would have ever been any kind of NFL QB or not, but we can't sit here and know it today. I'm telling you right now, he is starting to regress Cam Ward. Cam Ward's starting to talk crap about his own team in four games, which is viable. I don't think there was anything wrong with that. However, Brian Callahan, you may not see it in the social media, you got Simmons is always going to back whoever when he shouldn't. You can't listen to him. He's back at Callahan. But this guy lost his locker room. You're going to have big boys walking by Brian Callahan and the quarterback coach, like, look at this chump. Look at this guy, man. He going to sit down with them at the lunch table now. Nah, man, let's all get up and move over here. dude. This guy's got to go. Amy, you need to start treating this team like a stock. You got Borgonzi. I'm going to call him Borgesus, okay? He drafted a lot of great guys, and that right there is it tells me everything I need to know about him. Treat it like a stock. Buy it. Forget about it for 5 years. Keep your hands off of it. Let the stockbrokers handle it. Hey, man, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate the call. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 26-0, the final down there in Houston. And we'll ask the question coming up next. Was that the game that gets Brian Callahan fired? We know what it is in Houston with this owner. Is that
go
the one?
Go sit at the nerd table, Brian.
Callahan's coming. Let's move. Get the trays. Move them. Move them over. More
don't look
up
at
next.
Him. Don't look at him.
Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Mondays were made for Macero. Big screens, bold flavors, and all the football action from queso to kickoffs. This is how Macero does game night. Macero Football Mondays in 12 South. Don't miss a snap. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Texans win 26-0 against the Tennessee Titans yesterday. So, Joe, throwing the question out there. Do we think this is the game that gets Brian Callahan fired? They're 0-4. They look awful. To me, they're getting worse, which is not good. Cam Ward looked bad. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He looked awful yesterday. How much of that is his fault? I don't know. But he looked bad yesterday. And, Joe, we know how important the Houston game, particularly the one in Houston, is to this owner. So you've got just an avalanche of negativity around the franchise right now. You go out there and you get shut out by the Houston Texans, who, quite frankly, I still look at, Joe, and I watch them, and I don't know that they're very good. Like, I understand they won the division the last couple years, and they should be better than they are. I still watch them. I'm like, yeah, I just don't know that they're all that good. And they win 26-0 against you yesterday. So, if you're Amy Adams Strunk, given the entire background that we've talked about a billion times with her to this point, what's your thought process today as you're if you're sifting through the 26-0 loss to drop to 0-4 on the season?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, who do you trust in the organization? Who do you believe in among these all these people you've hired? I think you have to – we've talked before about the whole, you know, quick trigger finger and all this stuff, and I have been of the belief that, you know, she knows what people say and knows what people have said about her, and she's obviously made – some rash decisions, so might be more inclined to not do that now. But at this point, it wouldn't be considered a rash decision. I don't think by anyone in the fan. I mean, it's at this point, it's hard for me to think it's a good idea to trot that guy out in your stadium the next time you're home.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like it's that bad. And again, not to say that it's all on him. I mean, everybody needs to be looked at. And so if you're Amy Adams Strunk, you need to scrutinize the whole thing. But again, you keep changing it too. So if you just keep, if you constantly keep changing it, then it probably isn't going to get much better, right?
Yeah.
Like, who's good and who do you trust? Clearly she has trusted Chad Brinker. He's been here through this whole thing. Somehow, you know, he avoids culpability or has to this point. And everybody focused on the coach. I think it's probably close. And it could, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised anymore. Like last week, I would have been surprised. And this is still, remember, Robbie, like, you know, early, like yesterday wasn't a, like, there wasn't a huge coaching issue on the sideline.
No.
It's just like, it's just, they're just, this guy cannot tap into anything positive and get anything moving. They change the play call and you immediately score 0 points. That's a great sign that it's just not going to happen. So, I mean, I think your mindset is probably like, do I fire him this week or do I wait a little bit more? That's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't make your decision based off this because it's just not a way to operate if you're an owner. But it's going to be, I mean, the next time they're at home, they're probably going to be 0-6 and Vrabel's coming in. And number one, I don't know how many people are going to, like, I don't know how many Titans fans are going to be at the game. Like, I really don't. I don't know how many Titans fans are going to, like, go to the game when it comes to the next home game that they're there. And the Titans fans who are there, like, they're just going to boo this guy mercilessly. And again, you're not making your decision based off that. But it is where your fan base is right now. Like, it's just, they're so dejected. And I think a lot of them, and we're hearing from a lot of them on the text line today, are either at or approaching the point of apathy in terms of, like I've got something better to do with 3 hours of my Sunday, right? Like, it's that bad right now. And look, you know, the Houston game, And Terry McCormick called in last week talking about this. We talked with PK about it. We know that some big-time decisions at times have been made in this franchise in the aftermath of a Houston game. If she did it this week, like it wouldn't be just the Houston game to me. I mean, the bottom line is the guy's 3-18, and I keep coming back to, like, they're getting worse. It would be one thing if you could point to some areas of the team and you'd be like, you know what, I feel like this team, this part of the team is getting better and that they're on the right trajectory here. And if you give them a few more weeks, by the time the end of the season rolls around, maybe you'll feel really good about this. But this is kind of what I got back to start the show. Like, I've reached the point with Callahan that if he's around much longer, it's doing you way more harm than good. Like, I understand that firing your head coach in the middle of an NFL season, and by the way, this is not even the middle, it's still kind of the beginning of an NFL season, is not good. And there's nothing good that comes from that. I just am no longer convinced that there's anything good about keeping this around right now. Like, I think this is – think about how bad this is right now, Joe, and the conversation around this team and around this franchise and around him. And it's week four. Like, it's week four of the NFL season. This can still get a lot worse. And will get, to me, a lot worse in terms of the results, in terms of the toxic nature. You're going to have more players spouting off the more this goes. And we'll get into this a little bit later. But, like, if I'm Jeffrey Simmons, I'm demanding a trade before the deadline. I'm like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. I want to be anywhere else. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But it is an absolute avalanche of negativity around him and around this team right now.
Yeah. You know, last week I made the comparison of, like, the college coach, Sam Pittman, by the way, out at Arkansas, but
yeah,
like the college coach, and when negativity snowballs, it's more urgent because, again, recruiting is a thing, and because, you know, the boosters, it's different than ownership, but I mean, the boosters apply all this pressure, and it just gets the negativity, like, I think in the NFL, you were a little bit insulated from that, right? Because it's not, there's no recruits to worry about or anything like that. Like, but when it gets this negative, like it is now, then the firing is in part just to ease that, just to shut everybody up.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And if, and again, that's not why you fire someone, to shut everybody up. But if you believe it's inevitable anyway, if you believe, look, like, this is not going to work out, we're going to have to go in a different direction. Now that it just continued, the focal point now is him. I mean, today, you know, it's like, get your popcorn to see what kind of, you know, like, Kaharski will find, like, some, like, you know, some letter he wrote to somebody in college or something, and, like, you know, hold it up. Did you really say this? I mean, like, but it's, you know, it's like, it becomes this focal point, and you just release that pressure with the firing. And again, yeah, then it's still a bad situation, all that. You still have the bigger questions of the direction of the franchise, the front office.
Yeah.
But it's, when it gets this bad, it's sometimes you just have to do it. And I think they're getting awfully close to that.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jared in Spring Hill to the program. Jared, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Well, good morning. But I'm opposite of you, Robbie. I think you got to let them wall around in this. You're talking about what good can happen. I like whenever this bad thing happens, let's just keep them around and let them waller in their decisions a little bit. And, I mean, again, what else, like, what could possibly come from firing them? You know, because Brinker and everybody was blowing the sails of Callahan all offseason. And this great offseason program and everything else. Like, let's let them waller in it. You know what I mean? That way you're leaving no stone unturned. You know, I already texted in and asked, is this the worst team in NFL history? And, I mean, granted, the Lions had Stafford. We don't even have that at this point. So we're eclipsing that territory of the worst team in history. So, hey, for my entertainment, keep everybody around, let them waller in it, because I'm finding some gratification out of this on Sundays.
Are you?
Okay. What's that?
Are you?
Absolutely, because it's comical at times. It is really comical. at times. But then you flip it over to another game, you're like, oh, a touchdown. Oh, man, that must be nice. And another thing, I would pay $5 to have an Amy cam, well, a little in the corner of our screen at this point in time during a broadcast, just to see what she's doing at this point. I think that'd be very entertaining as well.
Yep. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day and tighten up, baby. Low T.
Thank you. We appreciate it. 615-737-1025.
This is a low number. T alert.
615-737-1025. On the Cam Ward front, some concerns I have there that are related to Callahan. We will get into that coming up next. Take your thoughts. Titans lose 26-0 to the Houston Texans. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
What gives you the confidence that the plan is good or that the plan will work when you haven't felt or seen the results yet?
Because it's there. Like, I'm watching the film on the sideline. It's there. It's just, whether it's a bad play by me or bad play by one of the 11, like, it's just not clicking. When it needs to click, it has to click every drive, and it's not doing that yet. And so, I mean, the biggest thing is the urgency. I think up front, those guys, they were gritty today. In the run game and the pass game, they went against a good defensive line up there. And, I mean, from an offense standpoint, we just have to be consistent. It's four games, and we own four. Why? Because we're inconsistent.
That's Cam Ward after the game yesterday. A lot of stuff from Cam Ward.
Bring back the we-ass quote.
I got a feeling we'll get some mileage out of that one.
We need to play we ass at least 20 times today.
Got a feeling that may happen. So, Joe, we know the situation around Cam Ward's bad. We don't need to relitigate that. It's awful. The numbers for him yesterday, not good. He's 10 of 26, 108 yards passing, one interception, a quarterback rating of 35.4. And 10 of 26 for 108 yards. That's 4-2 an attempt. That's not very good in the NFL. So, I mean, you look at the whole picture of Cam Ward, and I feel basically the same way I felt about him all season long to this point, which is he'll make a few plays in a game where you're like, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. And then overall, the operation of the offense and the production of the offense just isn't there. Like, it's just not there. And yesterday's the most extreme example we have of that to this point. Here are the numbers, Joe, for Cam Ward through the first four games of the year. He has completed 51.2% of his passes, which is not good. 614 yards, 4.9 yards an attempt, which is not good. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. Now, I think we all know, if you watch the Titans play, that even though those numbers are bad, he's not getting a whole lot of help out there. The offensive line, not very good. Calvin Ridley has been essentially a non-factor in the offense to this point. Like, the one bright spot in the offense in terms of playmakers to this point has been Io Manor. And even he wasn't perfect yesterday. So, we know that. We know that the situation is bad around Cam Ward. Frankly, the numbers right now are awful on Cam Ward through the first four games. They're not good. And I know the game is more complicated than the numbers. And watching the game, like I said, he'll make some plays in every game where you're like, yep, that's why he was taken number one overall. But as this kind of gets to back to my point on Callahan, it's very difficult for me to listen to an argument right now that Cam Ward is being properly developed by this staff, by this coach. Like, it's hard for me to get there. I get it. He's in an awful situation. But I'm worried to death right now, Joe, if they keep Callahan around much longer, and certainly if they keep him around through the end of the year, that this is going to do some big-time damage to Cam Ward. It's been that bad through four games.
Yeah. I mean, the last part is where I would probably disagree, just in terms of, not that it's impossible, but, like, again, I don't know, like, what David Carr would have been if he didn't get sacked a million times. But I've grown into the belief of more of, like, you know, if you're good, like, you'll get through stuff like this, you'll use it to your advantage, and you'll come out the other side.
Well, I guess to clarify, I don't know that I mean that he's just going to be, like, screwed forever in his career if they keep him around. What I mean is there's going to be zero meaningful progress in his game this year, would be the way I would put it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always interesting with quarterback development. It's like, obviously, these guys, like I have no question in my mind, Brian Callahan, you can give him zero credit. And I know at this point, most people would, right? You can give him zero credit for anything that he's been a part of in terms of quarterback success, but he has seen it. He knows what it looks like. He knows what is done with those quarterbacks, and he's talked about it. He's had guys that do things totally differently. But he's seen quarterback success with a variety of styles and at the highest level. Yep. And he's been part of it. I mean, again, does he get zero credit for Joe Burrow? It's hard for me to believe that there's zero credit for him. But regardless, he has been around it. So, like, I mean, I think he knows what it takes and knows the things to do. I can't argue with it. I mean, these numbers are terrible. He's not as bad as the numbers, but it is. It's like a few plays a game. He had another one of those, you know, evade rush, evade Will Anderson, throw it across the other side of the field with just – he's got a cannon arm. But, I mean, I don't know. It was the pick on him yesterday. I mean, I think you need to catch that if you're Io Manor, yep. But it also was still a tough – it was a little bit of a hot shot. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that they are developing him. I think it's a terrible situation. I would also – so, I mean, like, I mean, it's not like there's anything going on with him at this point that would be like, see, that's why you can't mess with the situation. You got to have continuity. If you're going to do it, do what the Bears have done. Bears gave him 1 year, and they got a new guy in there. And, you know, I mean, Caleb Williams looks a little better this year, I would say. But it's just hard. It is still hard to know because it's so bad. So what is bad around him? Like, is it the coaching? Is it just the talent around him? Play calling scheme? I mean, I think the scheme is fine.
I think the answer may just be yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a blanket yes.
So now you get into, well, I mean, look, I dunked on the idea, and I still do, because I think you play through stuff. I mean, if he gets hurt, then
right.
I'll change my answer. But do you sit him? Do you consider sitting him in some way? I'm seeing some of that on the text line.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not there. Like, you know, we went through the numbers before the year, and you know, Nick Suss came out with that piece at the Tennessean where it basically said, play them. Like, it's basically what the takeaway was by the data was play these guys. It's not always that way. It doesn't mean you have to do it that way. But, I mean, at this point, he's played four games. As long as he's healthy, I think he needs to be out there and he needs to be playing. But on the Callahan front, like, look, we all understand it's more complicated than this. But the bottom line is this guy was largely brought in because of his work with quarterbacks, right? Like, that's when you really boil it down, that's why he was hired, was to work with quarterbacks. And so far, like, the body of work is Will Levis and what that was last year, which was just an unmitigated disaster, and four games of Cam Ward that have been not good. And again, I'm not blaming Ward for that. There's a lot that's wrong around him, and he's had some moments where he's been good. But I haven't watched the Titans at any point under Brian Callahan and came away and thought, yep, quarterback guy, right? And that's literally why you hired him. And we're 21 games into it, and there's no sign of it. And to me, that's a huge problem.
Yeah. Now, as we talk big picture, you talk big picture, and again, Rand's gone, so the drafting of Levis has already come and gone. Again, everybody just calm down with the apologize. Levis is good. No, I mean, what you saw last year was Levis not being good enough. Like you don't have to revise history with Will Levis.
Yeah,
but this also is okay. So it's also the decision they made to go with Cam, which this show was against, because I just didn't think he had everything that you need to be a great NFL quarterback. I'm not saying I know that now. I mean, I quarterbacks in this league anymore, I mean, wake me up in like year four.
Yeah.
And I'll see. And it's so many instances. It's like, oh, look how good he is. Oh my God. Look how bad he is. Look how good he is. I don't know, but that was a huge decision, and they could have made that trade with the Giants and be in a different situation. But you're right. If your biggest selling point is quarterback development, and right now it's looking like you're about to be a big fat 0 for 2, at least in two different seasons.
Yeah.
Again, it's just like everything keeps pointing back to this just isn't working.
Yeah, it's not working. And it's such a bad spot to be in for the owner. And look, this is her own doing. I don't feel bad for her because a large reason of why they have gotten to this point where they are the worst team in the league is her and is some of the decisions that she's made. But I said it a couple weeks ago. Like, I worry, is she going to be too gun shy the other way, like afraid to fire somebody when it's clear that that's what needs to happen? Like, it's what needs to happen. And, you know, Charles was texting us about this yesterday. I've seen it a few times on the text line so far. You know, I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into it right now, but, like, you know, Jackson Dart immediately rolls out there for the Giants yesterday and beats the Chargers. Like,
right.
It's not connected with the Titans, but it doesn't help, right? Like, when the next guy and the team that you were apparently involved in trade talks with drafts their quarterback, and he immediately just comes out there and looks pretty good, and they take down the Chargers.
Yeah, I've got a YouTube chatter who's just absolutely the biggest Jackson Dart fan ever. Did not think we'd run into that today, but you just never know. But, yeah, there's going to be comparisons. You know, someone on the Joey from Bellevue pointing out that Liam Cohen has three. He has matched Callahan's career three win total here in four games with the Jags.
I'm good.
And they look like a competent offense. By the way, he's also talking trash to Robert Saleh. Hey, man, I'd pick a fight with somebody. Yeah. Did you see what Saleh said to him?
Yeah, I did.
Like, I'll end your life, bro. Like, I'll rip your spine out of your body. Like, dude, run away. But you know, there's a guy who seems to know what he's doing. And he also, by the way, you know, he had Baker in Tampa. And now he has a guy we know can play in Trevor Lawrence. And that's the thing. We don't know with Cam Ward. The early signs are, you know, I think with Cam Ward, I bet you right now with this fan base, there's a huge range of, I think, so, you know, people so bad they want to believe in the rookie quarterback, right? I mean, people are holding on to hope with Levis, and then until you just have to look at reality. And I'm not saying that's coming anytime soon with Cam Ward, but right now, I think if you objectively look at him, he hasn't been good.
No, he has not. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Neil to the program. Neil, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, guys, at some point today, Joe, you're going to have to sing my hot garbage song. So,
hot garbage.
Okay. Hot garbage. Brian Callahan is not the quarterback guru that everybody thinks he is. I go back and look at the teams he's been with. Well, for 2013, he worked for the Broncos. Who was their quarterback? Peyton Manning. Pretty sure he was good before he got there. Then he worked in Detroit. Who was in Detroit? Stafford. Pretty sure he was good when he got there. He was a quarterback coach in Oakland in 2018. Derek Carr was already established at that point. And then he worked with Joe Burrow, who was already good. So who is he built up? Because Cam Ward does not look good. His footwork is terrible. And he can't make a decent throw normally. So that tells me everything that I need to know. He hasn't built a quarterback. I'm pretty sure he didn't build Peyton Manning.
I'm with you there. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate the call.
No one said he did. No.
Happy birthday, Robbie. Mine's tomorrow.
Thank you, brother. Happy birthday to you.
Go Legos, baby. Let's balance this thing out.
That's right. I mean, Joe, that's not the first time we heard. I mean, look, some people talked about that when Callahan was hired, right? Of, all right, well, how much credit do you give him for the quote-unquote development of the quarterbacks?
No. Zero, but except Burrow. I mean, Burrow would be the one where you would hope there'd be some credit. But the point with those guys is just that he's seen it, right?
Yeah.
He's been around greatness. He's seen it. He's seen what it looks like. That should help you. But I don't think anyone in their right minds was trying to claim he had any hand in either of those guys' growth.
Peyton Manning. You know, I was really struggling finally in my career. I finally got Brian Callahan around me and career just kind of took off from there. 615-737-1025, our phone number. A whole lot more coming on the Titans. We will get into the Vols and Vanderbilt a little bit in the next hour as well. So for those of you clamoring for that, we will do it coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.